Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. Getting lots of texts and tweets today about old-time basketball. Roger says, Bird and Magic tipped off at 8. This tip is at almost 9:30. It's ridiculous. Yeah, well, there is something to that. I mean, it's going to be a late night for people who aren't accustomed to it. For me, I don't care what time they play. It doesn't matter what time it starts. And by the way, just to show you an example of these are some of the tweets I get from other people who have children with autism. Badger Mike says, my son Nick plays in the Malden Miracle League. Tiger Trav says, thanks for that segment on autism awareness, Walt! Exclamation mark. It's never just you. Lee says, thanks for letting me share our story, and hopefully we'll encourage others to get their kids involved. Autism Awareness Day, Autism Awareness Month. So, yeah, absolutely. More than welcome to do it. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, I saw this video yesterday, and I don't even remember where I saw it. It was in my NFL draft preparation, and it was Aaron Donald. And Aaron Donald's the best defensive player in football, and there wasn't much audio to this little video, but Aaron Donald was working with a guy who was playing the role of offensive lineman. And the only thing he was saying to Aaron Donald was which way he was going to move, which way he was going to move his hands up or down or straight at him. And Aaron Donald was coming out of his three-point stance and was going to go up against this guy. Now, here's the thing. When you're a defensive lineman, one of the first things you need to learn to do if you want to be good is you've got to be able to get a blocker's hands off of you. It's one of the initial prerequisites for a defensive lineman. You've got to get a blocker's hands off of you. Aaron Donald is better at this than anybody in the game. He is unblockable. And he does a remarkable job with his hands of knowing how to play with his hands and to get an offensive blocker's hands off of him. I saw a video yesterday of one of the ways Aaron Donald prepares for this. I honestly have to say this is something I had not seen before. Aaron Donald was going up against a guy who was jabbing knives at him. That's right.
What?
Yeah, you heard me right. What? This guy had knives in each hand, and he was lining up like an offensive lineman would be, and these appeared to be real knives. And he was lining up as an offensive lineman would opposite Aaron Donald, and he was shoving both hands forward violently with a knife in each hand. He would do, the only thing he was telling Donald before the snap would be that he was going to move his hands up, then down, then straight at him. And Donald was blocking his hands as the knifed hands were thrust at him. He blocked down and in on the upper thrust. He blocked up and in on the lower thrust. And the center line thrust, I think it was also a cross. But that's a unique training method. I'm not sure that the Rams knew about this. I don't know. But that's a unique training method, one that I've not seen employed by defensive linemen before. Actual knives being thrust at him. And I just lost a couple of people, so you can get in if you want. But actual knives being thrust at Aaron Donald as he attempted to fend them off. And he did so with remarkable speed and agility, with remarkable speed and agility. I mean, in fact, it looked like a martial arts training course. And Donald was really good at defending himself against the thrust of the knives, which, again, in this particular case, was meant to replicate the offensive lineman's hands with a much higher price tag attached to it. Meaning if you're wrong, you get stabbed. Now, again, I'm not sure if the Rams were aware of this little video or not. I don't even know where I saw it. But I know that I've not seen anything the likes of this before. So it's pretty unique. And apparently, you want to know how a guy gets to be the best at what he does? Well, there's how. Aaron Donald has people shooting knives at him. Dave from Berea says, Walt, per sources, that was an April Fool's joke. I don't know. It didn't look like an April Fool's joke. It didn't look like an April Fool's joke, Dave. And again, I don't know what the timeline on it was. I mean, I thought I saw it a couple days ago, but I don't know what the timeline on it was. I don't know. I don't believe so. I don't believe it was an April Fool's joke. It didn't look like one. If someone can confirm that, if you can find it, if someone can confirm it one way or another, I'd be interested to know. But I saw it on some sort of draft related site somewhere, some supportive video.
That's really bizarre.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, I don't know what the April Fool's part of it would have been. You know, so I don't think so, Dave. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not 100% sure of any of it. Nick from Hartwell says, that's nothing, Walt. Plaxico Burress practiced footwork by shooting at his feet. That's one of the great texts of all time. On the Help There text line, Nick from Hartwell, where'd it go? Bring it back to me. Where'd it go, Ramona? Where did Nick from Hartwell's tweet text go? I just saw it. Now it's here. It is. Here it is. That's nothing, Walt. Plaxico Burress practiced footwork by shooting at his feet. Nick from Hartwell. That's one of my favorite.
I like
text.
That.
That's one of my favorite texts ever, Nick. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Text says, Walt, sounds like Filipino knife fighting. Well, no. I mean, this isn't Dan Inosanto, and you know, it wasn't necessarily Filipino knife fighting, but and again, I don't know who the trainer was or how many times they'd done this previously. I don't know. But it appeared to be a very legitimate effort. Okay, here. Texas says, according to the Washington Post, the training was real, but the knives were fake. However, the Washington Post is fake news, according to POTUS. Yeah, I don't know. The training was real. The knives also looked real to me. Now, I never saw the knives hit anything, so if they were rubber, they didn't bend, but, and maybe they were. Maybe that was the safety element of it. I'm not sure, but I don't think it was necessarily related to April Fools. I've not seen anything on that. I just thought it was interesting. I've not seen anything like it before. And the, you know, the bottom line is whether the knives were real or fake was that Aaron Donald's hand speed and his ability to get the blocker's hands off him, as seen through this demonstration, remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. That's why he's what he is. You know, we're going to talk about some draft elements. I put up the other day a list of, I want to say, about 10 players that I think are steals in the upcoming draft from Power Fives. So I've got a list in my head of about 50 from small schools that I think could be impact players, but I put up a list of about 10 guys, I would guess. I'm looking for it now, that I think are going to be surprise players in the National Football League out of Power 5 conferences. Here it is. Undervalued Power 5 draftees, Rashawn Evans, Rasheem Green. I'm going to tell you something. Mark the tape, Ramona. I think most people think Rasheem Green of Southern California is going to go about 80 or 90 or whatever. Titan Neasley said, Walt, it would have been fake if you said Sid Finch was the knife wielder. Exactly. Exactly. What are you saying? Are you speaking to me?
No, I'm mumbling over here.
Who are you speaking to? No one else in there.
No, there's nobody in here. I'm writing notes.
Okay, and speaking to yourself out loud.
Sometimes.
Okay. I put up this list of undervalued Power 5 draftees. It started with Rashawn Evans, the linebacker from Alabama. And then the next name on it was Rasheem Green. And I think Green is considered by most to be around 80, somewhere in that range. So around a third round pick. I think if Rasheem Green had stayed in school, I think next year he would have been a first round pick. And I think the team that's going to try and draft him is Seattle. And I think what Seattle's going to try and do, this is a big sort of connect the dots here. I think Seattle is going to trade out of the first round. They do almost every year. They don't have a second, third round pick. I think they'd like to add picks in that area. The Seahawks have not had a first round pick, I want to say like four of the last 5 years. And quite honestly, they've made a lot of bonehead decisions in the draft, as Richard Sherman has so eloquently pointed out several times. But I think that what Seattle is going to try and do is trade out of 18. There's been discussion of a trade with the Cleveland Browns, that the Browns might want to get back up into the first round to go after somebody else. And if that trade actually happens, then I think that what you're going to see Seattle do is trade just out of round one, and I think they're going to take Rasheem Green because I think he fits what they want to do athletically as a defensive lineman. They lost Michael Bennett. I think he'd be a replacement for Michael Bennett. I think Rasheem Green is a first round type talent, and I think people view him. These discussions of Green down at 75, 80, I think are ridiculous. Braden Smith, let me back up first. Rashawn Evans, and these guys were not in any particular order. Bill, I'm going to get to you as soon as we come back, because if I started you now, I'd be cutting you short. In fact, I'm not going to start anything now because I'd be cutting myself short. So we'll continue this conversation on the other side. So hang in there, Bill. And you'll be first up when we get back. Let me tell you about my friends at Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is the new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. Construction set to begin the summer of 2018. It's located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept, blends ownership of a condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. Will feature 118 residences that are a mix of studio, 465 square feet, two-bedroom, 1,089 square feet, and three-bedroom, 1,500 square feet condos. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, a pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy and an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance so owners can enjoy the time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. But Lakeside Lodge is more than just a development in Clemson. It'll be a community. The Clemson Nation is so strong, especially in the upstate. Lakeside Lodge will be a place where people who love Clemson can gather Condo owners, of course, will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or in the case with most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their residences so they can use part and still rent 1 or 2 of the bedrooms, depending on the unit. That's what we're talking about. Taj Boyd is leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj will work in the new sales office located at 906 and Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's accepting reservations now. Look, really limited opportunities. Do not snooze. You'll definitely lose out. Locally owned Sherman Construction's the general contractor on the project. Lakeside Lodge has a sales office located on Highway 123 in Clemson. They have an incredible 5-foot by 5-foot model of the condo hotel on display. Check it out. You will thank me later. Again, lakesidelodgeclemson.com on the web. Bill, you'll be first up when we get back. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
Hey guys, Kelly here. As a Clemson graduate, I'm here to inform our listeners about Clemson Give Day. We are calling all Tigers to unite for Clemson's third Give Day on Wednesday, April 4th. It's time to show you are all in. Make your gift online now at clemson.edu/giveday and be a part of this historic effort. Gifts are tax deductible. Go to clemson.edu/giveday and share on social media using hashtag Clemson Give Day. Go Tigers!
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce, literally a guy that has a farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and three, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and three is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and 4 generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Tipula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Apparently, Ramona just saw it in a video above her, and I just looked it up as well. Initially, it was being reported as it was real, and subsequent to that, Aaron Donald put out a tweet that said, well, the knives weren't real, and now it's being reported that the knives weren't real based on what Aaron Donald said. I'm still not so sure. I think that if this video was found out, Aaron Donald might now be saying the knives weren't real. You understand what I'm saying?
Would he get in trouble for doing something like
that? I'm thinking that he would not want it to be known at this point that the knives were, if they were real, that they were. So I'm not sure whether they're real or not, and I'm not sure how anybody else can be either. I would say based on, I don't know. The video's not clear enough to ascertain whether those knives are real or not. And I'm not going to buy Aaron Donald's response on it now. I'm not sure. Bill on the Northland Communication phone lines. Bill, how are you?
Good. Well, how you doing?
Good, Bill. Appreciate you getting in.
I know you was going down those draft picks. Now I want to see where you put Roquan Smith, my man, if you don't mind.
You know,
I think he's at least first round. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that most people think he's going to go somewhere between 10 and 12 or 13. You know, the problem is at the pro level, you know, he's a little guy. I mean, he's not a big guy. And,
the way he covers sideline to sideline, it's going to be hard for them to pass up.
He does, but he also got washed away some in that Oklahoma game. Because of the size of that offensive line, and I think that's the concern. I mean, look, he's a good football player, and he does have sideline to sideline speed. He obviously tested very well. He's absolutely a round one player, but I'm not 100% positive he's going to go as high as people think. He might. I mean, you know, the earliest he could go would be 10 to the Raiders, and then he could go to Miami at 11, and there are a couple other potential landing spots for him there in the first 15. If he doesn't go in those first 15, then I could see him fall to about 20 or so. But he'll go in the first round somewhere.
All right, man. Thanks for your time.
Sure,
have
Bill.
A good
thank
afternoon.
You. Thank you.
Yep.
Matthew on the Health Care text line writes, well, could you talk about Taven Bryan out of Florida? Yeah, you know, Bryan is an interesting player. He's very, very athletic. He's been compared to J.J. Watt. He's not J.J. Watt. He's a three technique type who is explosive and can get up the field. But he's tall, and sometimes he plays with too high a pad level. You know, he's like 6'5", and at times he plays with too high a pad level, and he too could be washed away by big offensive linemen. But he has potential. I think any team that wants an explosive upfield D tackle, you know, your choices are in the three technique realm are guys like Taven Bryant or Maurice Hurst, and Hurst apparently has been cleared regarding his heart condition, and those are two totally different guys. Hurst is like the cannonball type, short, squatty, undersized, but explosive, you know, sort of in the Aaron Donald mode, if you will. And then Taven Bryan, again, is more like 6'5", 299, 298. Again, a different type of three technique, but a guy who could go anywhere from, say, pick 18 or 19, somewhere in that range, into the top of the second round. And it's just going to depend on, you know, again, how many quarterbacks come off early, how many offensive linemen go in round one, because there's the potential for a lot of offensive linemen to go in round one. You know, it's going to be interesting to see. In recent years, the defensive tackles have slipped from where they were expected to be chosen. And I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with a guy like Bryan. I think there's really two schools of thought on Brian. I think some people like him and some hate him. And I understand it. I'm more on the like side. I think he has potential, and some of his potential landing spots, for example, might be a Dallas at 19 who needs defensive tackle help. They also need linebacker help. They need wide receiver help. It just depends what order they address those positions in. But Dallas is a potential spot for him. The Atlanta Falcons, who need defensive tackle help. Don Terry Poe not there any longer. The Falcons could use a guy who is disruptive, and that would fit Brian. So he could go in places like that, and then into the top of the second round as well. Trent from Greenville says, if you were the Browns, who would you take with the first pick? Look, I'm okay with the Browns taking Josh Allen or Sam Darnold. I think it has to be one of those two guys. If you're taking Allen, then I think you're saying that you're willing to be a little bit patient, even though he's made massive strides in the postseason since their season ended, in part due to the tutoring of Jordan Palmer, who's also worked with Sam Darnold, by the way. But I think if you're the Cleveland Browns with that first pick, you have to take one of those two guys. And the Darnold decision will be universally well-received because most people view him as the top pick. The Allen decision, you might have more people question, but there's no doubt that physically he's the best talent in the mix. He has the best physical attributes. He's bigger, stronger, faster, and has an arm the likes of which I've not seen in college football in decades. I mean, you know, and we told you this over 2 years ago, and it's still true. And he's getting better at all the little things. You know, I hear Mayock over and over and over, you know, well, taking snaps under center. Well, first of all, Allen has taken more snaps under center than Darnold has. Allen took 39% of the snaps from under center. But here's the thing. The NFL is not an under center league anymore, and that's what Mayock just doesn't get through his thick skull. It's not an under center league. It's a shotgun league. The vast majority of teams in the league are operating 70% shotgun, some exclusively shotgun. So it's not even this notion of the NFL being a under center league. It's not true anymore. The league has changed. And I think that's one of the reasons more college quarterbacks are more quickly adapting to the pro game. But when you watch what Allen is capable of, look, here's what you like with Darnold. Darnold shortened his motion and his release looks quick. Now, his release looks very quick. And I think you like the physical elements of Darnold. He's a good athlete. His release has been quickened. He looks good. He looked great at his pro day, but so did Josh Allen. Allen looked great at his pro day as well. And again, Allen is 6'5 and 240 pounds. And, you know, eventually he's going to play it at 250 or more. And already you can see, if you go back and watch film, there are plenty of times where guys are hanging on him and he makes throws. Well, he's just going to get bigger and stronger. And from that standpoint, he'll be Roethlisberger-like, and it'll be hard for NFL teams to pass on that. And if you're willing to be a little bit patient, then I think Josh Allen is the guy with the ultimate potential. I can't draft Josh Rosen, and I think Rosen can really throw the football. And look, I think all these guys, there's not a quarterback in this group of top five that I don't think can have success in the right system at the pro level. I don't dislike any of these guys. I think when you watch a Josh Rosen on film, he's as pure a passer as there is. Questions about Rosen, again, some of them come from his own coach. As I pointed out the other day and I wrote about on Twitter, you know, many people heard of what Jim Mora said initially when asked if he was Cleveland, who would he take? And he said Darnold. And then he offered some quantifiers and some mitigating comments and suggested that, well, you know, if it was the Giants, then he'd probably go with Rosen, but that it was a fit. Well, I then heard Mora interviewed on NFL radio at some point, and Mora doubled down on all that. He said that basically, if Josh Rosen wants to be great, he's going to have to really concentrate on football and stay away from the off-field distractions. And it was far less than a glowing endorsement. You know, it's interesting because the questioner at the time was Phil Savage from the Senior Bowl. And Savage attempted to frame the question in such a way as to give Mora an out from his previous comments. He said he led the witness. He said something to the effect of, well, Jim, you know, we heard your comment the other day on Josh Rosen. And I think what you meant is that what you really were saying was that if it was a different team picking and it was really the Giants, then you would think picking one, then you would recommend Josh Rosen be picked one. And so the questioner, Savage, was leading the witness and giving him a way out, and Mora still opted not to take it. He still decided to expound, and then at some point he said some things that I thought were pretty inflammatory about his own quarterback. And now, I don't know whether this says more about Rosen or whether it says more about Mora or whether it just explains why they both sucked and why UCLA sucked under both of their direction. But that concerns me. Not so much Mora's comments. What concerns me about Rosen is I just keep, when I see him and I watch him and I watch his physical skills and I hear the things he says and I know who he is and I've watched him his whole career, I just keep thinking about Jay Cutler and Jeff George. And that's what worries me. I know the guy can make all the throws. Those two guys can make all the throws. I recently saw a video where Jeff George rolled left and on a dead roll left, turned and threw a 65-yard missile strike to the opposite goal line, the opposite sideline at the goal line, and just a laser strike. I mean, there have only been, you know, 5-6 people in the history of football who could make that throw. And yet he still sucked. And that's what worries me about Rosen. But I do think that potentially all of these quarterbacks have a chance to make it. There are questions with each one of them, but each of these guys has all sorts of positive attributes as well. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Look, no one does it better. In fact, if you go to Joe's, you start your meal with the garlic knots. You get the cheese-stuffed garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, cheesy, melted goodness. They serve them with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. Manja, trust me. You will thank me later. Start your meal with those. Start your meal with the cheese-stuffed garlic knots. Then go to the appetizers, the pepperoni twist, the meatballs and marinara, and then the entrees, the lasagna, which is the only real lasagna you can get in Clemson. They stuff it full of meat. It's just incredible. The taste of Italy. The pizza is award-winning. The desserts are all homemade. And they also have a gluten-free menu. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Get out there today. There's something for everybody. You'll thank me later. Rudy called earlier in the show. He's out there right now. Go see him. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Kelly here. As a Clemson graduate, I'm here to inform our listeners about Clemson Give Day. We are calling all Tigers to unite for Clemson's third Give Day on Wednesday, April 4th. It's time to show you are all in Make your gift online now at clemson.edu/giveday and be a part of this historic effort. Gifts are tax deductible. Go to clemson.edu/giveday and share on social media using hashtag #ClemsonGiveDay. Go Tigers!
Would you like to regain your energy and strength and restore or increase your sex drive? Do you suffer from joint pain, anxiety, depression, and difficulty sleeping? Then bioidentical hormone therapy is right for you. Discover increased energy and muscle strength, greater ability to lose weight, increased mental clarity to help you age healthier and live happier. Call New Haven Medical Services in Seneca at 885-2000. That's 885-2000. Live happier at New Haven.
It's a great time to get that new Ford truck you wanted from Anderson Ford. During Ford Truck Month, Anderson Ford has Ford F-150 XL models priced to move at up to $7,900 off MSRP. Or get an Anderson Ford F-150 XLT and save almost $14,000 off MSRP. How about an Anderson Ford 2018 Explorer? 0% financing for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Anderson Ford Truck Month on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
What's better than getting $100 to switch to Jackson Hewitt? Getting $200 to switch. Say goodbye to your old tax service, and you'll get $100 when you file this year. Then, you'll get another $100 when you file next year. That's right, $200 just for switching. Only at Jackson Hewitt. Each year, a minimum of $150 tax prep fee applies. Valid when you file with us. $100 provided on the card, not valid with any other promotion or discount. Participating locations only. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easley Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online, easleylawn.com.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Monster Energy Carolina Rebellion is back, May 4th through the 6th. The biggest festival in the Carolinas returns. Energy Carolina Rebellion, Charlotte Motor Speedway, 3 days, 4 stages per day. The best rock festival on the East Coast with Muse, Queens of the Stone Age, Five Finger Death Punch, Godsmack, Alice in Chains, Shinedown, Incubus, Breaking Benjamin, Stone Temple Pilots, and Billy Idol. Go to CarolinaRebellion.com to get your single day, weekend, camping, and hotel packages now. Muse, Queens of the Stone Age, Alice in Chains, Incubus, Godsmack, Five Finger Death Punch, Shinedown, Stone Sour, Billy Idol, and more. Monster Energy, Carolina Rebellion. Join the rebellion now.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. A ton to get to in the remainder of the show, and we'll endeavor to get moving in 1 second. Before we do, first, let me tell you about my friends at Priority One. Listen, Priority One absorbed Blue Ridge The Best got better in the process. They were two like-minded companies. Priority One's now the largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina, and they're amongst the top 25 security integrators in the whole country. They're in 18 states, and no one knows security like Priority One. Why Priority One? Well, they're family owned and operated. They're locally focused. They're involved in the community. And again, these aren't just words. These aren't just hollow, empty words. This is a company that does what they say they're going to do. They said they needed and wanted to be involved philanthropically in anything we did at this station. We, of course, were involved in the Tigers for Tatas campaign, a campaign that's near and dear to most of your hearts. Well, Priority One matched every dollar we raised. They wrote a big check. That's what we're talking about. When it comes to your family security, these are the kind of people you want to do business with. They're good at what they do. They're really good at what they do. Service first pledge, satisfaction guarantee, 90-day limited warranty, no false alarm guarantee, alarm video verification, central monitoring system, video alarm system, total control app service and exclusive service, Ring doorbell service. This is Priority One. No one can protect the people who matter most in this world to you like Priority One can. It's just up to you when you decide it's time. I mean, we live in a dangerous world. Just watch the 12 o'clock news. I mean, I'm always amazed. 20 minutes of horror stories to start every day. Well, listen, when you decide it's time, my friends at Priority One will be there to help you. 288-1400, 288-1400. Give them a call today. You'll thank me later. A couple more draft questions. By the way, Rona, texter just wrote, headed to Joe's New York Pizza for the first time tonight. It's from Frankie and Anderson. So we're talking about Frankie. Thank you, Frankie. A couple more draft questions. Walt, who will the Colts take in round one? That's from Richard and Pickens. Well, Richard, I mean, assuming they stay where they are at six, I think the choices become obvious. It's either Bradley Chubb or Saquon Barkley. And there's a good chance that one or both of those guys will still be there based on the need for quarterbacks at the top of this draft. There are people who believe that the Colts could still trade out of there again because Buffalo is going to have to go somewhere. I mean, Buffalo's saying no, or they're slow playing the notion. But it would seem logical that Buffalo made the initial move they did to jump up and go after a quarterback, and plus they desperately need one. So it would seem that Buffalo has to be in the quarterback market, and it would seem that they need a dance partner at the top of this draft. And if the Giants aren't willing to move, perhaps because they have designs on their own quarterback, or because they just can't find another fit, the Colts could still be that fit. If the Colts stay put at six, I think the answer is one of those two players, assuming that one or the other is still there. I think ideally, if both those players were available, I think Colts management, coaching GM Ballard, would want to take Bradley Chubb. I think ownership would prefer Barkley. I think from a football standpoint, Chubb makes more sense given the absolute deficiencies that defense has in terms of rushing the passer. So there's that. Ethan says, if Allen and Darnold go 1-2, do my Jets take Rosen then? Yes, they do. Ethan says, not in love with that pick. If that's so, I like Lamar Jackson more than him. Yeah, well, see, that's the other part of this. Where and when does Lamar Jackson factor in? Lamar Jackson's been hurt by the fact his mother is acting as his agent. It's a really bad plan. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I don't know what Lamar Jackson is thinking. He desperately needs professional representation. You know, he allegedly scored a 13 on the Wonderlic. He would have scored better. There's no doubt in my mind had he signed with a professional agent, because the agent would have guided him through that process, would have provided practice exams, etc. He would have been better prepared than he was for that test. And I'm just not sure what the reason is. I mean, if the point is to go El Cheapo or because the first round is now slotted, you still need professional representation. I just don't get it. It's about marketing yourself. It's about all the things that an agent does. I mean, there's a reason that players hire agents, Lamar. And there's no doubt he's hurt himself in this process by having his mother as his representative. It just defies logic. The other possibility, Ethan, is Baker Mayfield at three. And if the Jets were to go with Mayfield at three, one of the reasons would be that that coaching staff doesn't have long-term security and that they need to win now. And there might be a thought regarding Mayfield's readiness that he could step on a field and provide some instant results that a Josh Rosen might not be able to. So there's that. Listen, here's the thing, Ethan. You desperately need a quarterback, and you're better off with any of those guys than what you have now. At least, you know, in the long term. So the Jets at least made a move. We'll find out how it results, how it plays out. You know, the fact that the Jets moved to three initially indicates either that they believe they have a good idea who's going 1-2 and that they're comfortable with who's third, or that they're just not particularly choosy regarding which quarterback lands with them, just as long as one of them does. I mean, it defies logic to think that there's any other player there, even though I know for certain that the Jets like Barkley. It defies logic to think that the Jets would have engineered such a move to go up for a running back. So it seems perhaps the biggest certainties in the draft at this point are that Cleveland will take a quarterback with their first pick, which we've said all along, and that the Jets will follow at three by taking a quarterback. What the Giants are going to do is still up for debate, because the Giants are in a unique situation. They are in the proverbial catbird seat. They're in the best position of the draft. And the reason is because that's the other quarterback slot. And so the Giants can sit back, entertain offers for that spot. If they get anything that's substantial enough, they could trade out of that spot. The Giants still have a lot of needs. They could easily move down in this draft, acquire draft picks, and address a lot of those needs. That's an offensive line that still is in need of major reconstruction, even with Nate Sauder's addition. It still needs major reconstruction. The entire interior of that offensive line, even if you're moving Flowers to right tackle, the interior of that offensive line is still a wreck. The Giants still could use a featured running back. We don't know what's happening with Odell Beckham Jr. yet. The Giants need a pass rusher. They're moving to a 3-4 odd front scheme. Allegedly, that's one of the reasons you let Jason Pierre-Paul go. Now, if you're assuming that you go after Bradley Chubb at some point, then that would mean that you think Chubb fits into that 3-4 outside linebacker role and that he can play in space. I'm not so sure. But the bottom line is the Giants are in the best position of anybody in the draft because of where they sit. And it may be that the Giants ultimately just stay there and pick a quarterback themselves, which would make perfect sense as well. And it may be dependent on what – it'll be interesting to see if the Giants are as okay with either of the top two guys as Cleveland seems to be. It's my understanding there's a debate in the Cleveland hierarchy about Allen versus Darnold. Are the Giants okay with either of those guys? You know, it's initially, way back when, some months ago, I had seen reports that the Giants were interested in Rosen. Subsequent to that, it seems more that the Giants, that the rumor suggests the Giants are more interested in Darnold. But maybe the truth of the matter is the Giants are okay with Darnold or Allen, and contentious to sit there. I don't know. Jonah from Anderson says, is Wayne Gallman not good enough at running back for the Giants? You know, it's an interesting question, Jonah. I think Gallman has gotten better, and I think he got better late in the year for the Giants as well. And, you know, the problem with evaluating Wayne Gallman is that offensive line sucked. I mean, absolutely sucked. But the Giants do appear to want an additional featured back. So I think the answer right now, Jonah, is that the Giants might not view it that way. That they might not view it that way. Big Bad Bob says, I read articles that Darnold wants to play for Giants. That's the other question. There's been some suggestion, speculation, that Darnold doesn't want to play in Cleveland. Which, you know, might be a part of this conversation as well. On my undervalued Power 5 draftees, this was my list. My list was Rashawn Evans. I'm going to tell you the truth. Part of me thinks Rashawn Evans is a better player than Roquan Smith. I think he's bigger, and I think he's more physical. And I also think he gives you some versatility. And he can rush the passer a little bit. I've even seen him line up with a hand down at defensive end and utilize spin moves to get to the passer. Rashim Green, I think, is going to be a steal in the draft. At times, he gets overwhelmed by bigger offensive linemen, but he's just a kid. And I think his potential, as I said, if he had stayed in school, I think a year from now he would have been a round one draft pick. Braden Smith may be the most underrated offensive lineman in the draft, just physically tough, nasty. The Auburn offensive guard, he'll be a steal for somebody in round two. Jesse Bates, I think one of the most underrated safeties in the draft out of Wake Forest. Brian O'Neill, I wrote he has to get stronger, but watch the NC State film. You know, he looked forward to the challenge of Bradley Chubb and NC State. And I thought he acquitted himself pretty well in that game. In the one-on-one drills at the Senior Bowl, I thought he got overwhelmed at times, but his athletic potential is great enough that someone will take a chance on him earlier than most believe. Uchenna Nwosu, you know, he's a little bit of an issue in terms of where he lines up, but anyone who watched Southern Cal all year, this guy just makes plays all over the field. Then there are the two NC State defensive tackles, B.J. Hill and Justin Jones. Let me tell you a little secret. I really like B.J. Hill and Justin Jones. I like Bradley Chubb, and I've been one of the people who's been talking about Bradley Chubb for a long period of time, and I think he's a really good football player. But I think people are getting a little carried away with this best player in the draft stuff. I don't think Bradley Chubb is as good as Joey Bosa, just to be clear. If Bosa and Chubb were in this draft, I'd take Bosa before Chubb. And I had to argue with people about Bosa a year ago. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. It's a really unique place. There's never a bad time for Urban Nirvana. It's where you go for all the re's. Refresh, rejuvenate, reborn. That's where you get at Urban Nirvana, with their 12 different types of massage and their hair salon. It's a chance for a total day of you. When do you get a day of you? You know, in life, you're always doing things for other people, but when do you get a day for you? You don't. So give yourself the gift of Urban Nirvana, if no one else has. But I'd suggest it as well. And for you people who have not, you potential gift givers, there's no better gift to give than Urban Nirvana. You don't need a special occasion. Think about the people who do things for you in your life, your mother, your wife, your girlfriend. Go to urbannirvana.com, print out your gift certificate off your computer, and you're done. You don't have to go fight traffic or store crowds or any of that stuff. That's why Urban Nirvana is a great anytime gift. Give it today. Your reward will come back tenfold. Walt Tip Tiller Road Rage, quick break.
another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
For decades, businesses in the upstate have trusted John Rogers and his company, Office Pro Upstate, with their copier, printer, and document management needs. Their dedicated team delivers world-class products from Ricoh and Savin and exceptional local service. For your IT and network services needs, consider letting Office Pro Upstate install, configure, monitor, and maintain your business network. Contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919 or online at officeproupstate.com. Office Pro Upstate, putting experience to work for you.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows the car that will fit you and your family because they are the leader in the market. With competitive inventory, they have something for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because at Granger Nissan, all new vehicles have a lifetime warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Dad.